Welcome, beloved. Thank you for being here in this moment. I invite you to pause, take a deep breath, and receive these thoughts from my spirit to your spirit, through spirit, not just with your mind, but with your heart and soul. May what is shared here meet you exactly where you are and offer whatever your heart needed for this day and this moment in time. Ashe. A thought for Wednesday to carry you through this beautiful, amazing, and enchanting day. Realizing that each day in your life is unique. Wednesday. Wednesday calls us to be open to speaking our truth and our ideas, and in return, listening to others as they also need to be honored in doing the same. We have to communicate with each other from a position of being an active listener. This is not easy because we seem to have a tendency to space out in our communication and focus in on words or thoughts that trigger us to go off into thinking with an already made-up mind. That's can short-circuit our conversation. We miss so much of the intentions in our communicating with each other. I confess, as some of one that has had a background in speech and communication, that I realized from my teenage years that communicating effectively is the most challenging element of our human experience. You know, we have to be so intentional about how, when, where we try to communicate with each other so that there is a clear and unobstructed space in which we can give each other our full attention. Our full attention, void of biases and preconceived ideas. I actually became a better communicator by working with young children. You see, they require your full attention and an open and receptive mindset. There is not an overabundance of words to shift through when children are expressing their thoughts and feelings. The nature of their conversation is grounded in simplicity. It is clear, concise, and to the point. If we are looking for truth, we must be forthright in speaking our truth and allowing others to have the same privilege extended to them. It is a real give and take relationship that once created mutually is invaluable. Express yourself authentically, but with care and a sense of real sensitivity for the person you are engaged with. Mutual respect is the grounding cord of the conversation. You know, if ever there was a time when communication, honest, authentic, compassionate communication was necessary. It is now. This is an element that our humanity is crying for, is seeking, is praying for. Because this element, this ability to effectively communicate with each other, is what is going to bring us back into alignment, not just with each other, but with the one source. May today bring you a sense of peace, joy, and moments of feeling loved and validated for who you are and what you are gifting humanity. Ashe, have a blessed day. Thank you for listening and sharing this sacred space with me. May you carry what serves you, release what does not, and move forward wrapped in love, grace, clarity, compassion, and peace. Go gently. Breathe deeply. Speak your truth. Be your truth. Ashe, Ashe.